Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
By the way, if you couldn't tell, the broadcast is where we get the ladies of KISW on the show and chat.
And other stations as well.
Yeah.
Our sister stations.
It's our girls. But what's our contact info if people want to write in?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We did get a few text messages I want to get to before I forget.
Yeah.
I'll forget sometimes. Hey, girls, your buddy James here. Long time no text. I've been busy starting my own podcast, which good for you.
Yes. Let us know the name.
Yeah. We want to give you a shout out. But the reason I'm texting is to see if you girls are going to be at ECCC on Friday the 13th. If so, can we meet up and can we grab a picture?
Oh.
So Emerald City Comic Con coming up. I'm very excited for it, as
always.
Is it
Friday the 13th as in February?
It's not February. It's March, I believe.
March? Okay. I don't know when the next Friday the 13th is. So yeah. I guess whenever that happens, that's when
ECCC
it is.
ECCC date.
I will not be there. I've never gone to ECCC. My father, BJ, though, most likely will be there.
Yeah, he'll probably be in the board gaming section. I know Zulu's Board Game Cafe is going to have their own space, and you'll probably see BJ there.
Yeah, like the entire time. Probably till like 4 or 5 in the morning. If you hear someone screaming, That's probably him.
No, they kick him out like at midnight or something.
Oh.
So no, nope, nope, nope. And it is Thursday, March 12th through Sunday, March 15th.
Nice. And you're going.
Yes. It's hard. I can't do all 4 days anymore.
That's a lot for anything, all 4 days. Especially if like you're doing all day, 12, 13, 15 hours.
Right. No, for me, like, well, when Comic-Con started, when I started going, I was 18. And I've gone to every single one since. But it used to be 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be Saturday and Sunday. And we would get a hotel and we'd stay up here. Then they switched to 3 days. And now it's 4 days.
It's wild.
How long until it's 5 days, you know? Like,
or like a whole week.
Oh, Jesus. It's just so much. By Sunday, I literally show up and then I leave.
Yeah. And are exhausted.
I'm like, nope. So I think this year, like the best days to go if you've never been to Comic-Con, Thursday,
mm-hmm.
because there's not a lot of people.
Yeah.
And everyone's fresh and, you know, bright-eyed
so
and bushy-tailed.
So excited. Ready.
Yeah, like, I want to sell stuff. I want to, you know, all this other stuff. If you want to see a bunch of cool stuff, mm-hmm. like Friday and Saturdays is probably more of the costumey Saturday specifically, if you're wanting to see all the fun costumes.
Oh, okay.
But Saturday is always the busy.
I bet.
Busiest day. Although last year they did a really good job with how they position all the tables, so it never felt super like suffocatingly crowded as it has before.
Like crammed sardines. You never felt like that. Are you dressing up this year?
Not planning on it.
No?
It's just too much work. I don't...
Yeah. Some people go all out and I'm like, whoa.
I've had some friends do some pretty crazy stuff and
it's too much effort.
And they've done some crazy stuff in their costumes. So.
Oh, I bet. Hey. so if you see Vicky, she'll be dressed as Vicky.
Yes.
And say hello.
Yeah, please say hello. If you see BJ, Rev, Joey, myself, please say hi.
Yeah.
Our compadre, Caesar. Says, hey, ladies, Caesar here. I keep doing that. I keep going to the text beforehand, and I'm like, no, keep going down.
Oh, Vicky.
I will listen to the podcast when I get back, but thought I would share a picture of me and my wife on the see-through boat in Cabo.
Oh.
It's gorgeous.
The jealousy is so real, dude.
That blue, blue water.
Soaking up the sun while we soak up this rain.
Yay. And last message on text messages is Michael the Musical Trucker.
Michael!
Hey, ladies, I need some advice. My 29th birthday is next Thursday, and I don't know what to do for it. Any advice helps. Thanks, Michael the Musical Trucker.
Oh, happy almost birthday! Last year, you're 29. So you're 20s.
What did I do for my 29th
Yeah, what did you
birthday?
Do for your 29th? Casino.
Oh, yeah, I did do the casino. Yep, I did the casino. And that was, like, I did the casino thinking it wasn't going to be super stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And it still was stressful.
Well, what? You had everyone meet at the casino and then had the buffet all together?
Yeah, and my mom, her gift to me was she paid for everyone's food.
Dude, that is not cheap.
No. So that was really
That's
sweet
really nice.
Of her.
And then what? Everyone gambled? Or
and
you
I was
guys
telling
went
her, like,
club?
Go gamble. Then we'll go to the club after. And then everyone just kept following me. And, like, my aunt gave me $20 and I tried putting in the machine and people kept following me, and I'm like,
that's so awkward. I would hate that.
Oh my god, I hated it.
But I will say, I mean, what'd you expect? It's your birthday. People came there to be with you. Like, for me, I'm not like a big gambler, so I wouldn't I would never go sit at the slots and gamble.
Nope.
And but I'd want to be around you because it's your birthday and I'm here for you, so I'm gonna do whatever Vicky wants.
Right.
So I'm gonna follow you.
And the only reason we did it there is because I was trying to think of a big enough venue. But also, like, I couldn't do it at my parents' house because they were in the process of remodeling their kitchen.
Yeah, plus your parents' house isn't that big. Like,
The outside is. So I could have had it. We've done it outside before.
That's true.
I just didn't really want to go through that stress with everything being in disarray.
Yeah, and then they'd have to cook, and then they'd have to kind of do most of it. And
yeah, I just wanted something that wasn't stressful. I think I'm just always going to stress out no matter what.
Yeah,
so
true.
That's just me.
How was the last year of your 20s, though? Did you, like, have a great time?
I mean, I went through some ups and downs, went through some crap, made dumb mistakes, made good, choices. Like, I learned a lot.
Oh, that's good.
There's a lot of things I wish I would go back and be like, maybe I could do that differently. Or, you know, I could have bought a house sooner or something. Like, there's
As you learned from it, though.
Right. So, and I'm glad I lived with my parents. Like, I had a good time with them.
Yeah.
Like, I just reconnected
with them. Saved money, yeah. And
got my house eventually.
I would say do something you love to do on your 29th.
Wait. Sorry, technically I bought the house when I was 29.
Really?
Yeah, because I bought it in May and my birthday is in August.
Well, then hell yeah!
Yeah, so I bought my house. Yeah, okay, that wins.
As 29.
All right, yeah. 29 wasn't awful then.
Yeah, girl, you got it.
God, I'm getting old. I can't even figure out.
You're forgetting stuff. Yeah, I would say do anything you love to do. Like, you know, I mean, for me, it'd be way different than what Vicky would do. Mm-hmm. Like, if you like going to the bars or if you like going to the movies. I don't know. Just get some of your homies and
do game night. Do like a fun dinner, or I think just rent, like, go to a bar and just take over an area.
Yeah.
Whether it's karaoke you like to do or whatever.
Whether it's like twerking at the club. If you like the strippers, hey, go to a strip club.
Or do something you've never done before. Like, I think I went for somebody's birthday. We went to paintballing and that was a lot of fun.
That could be painful though.
It was. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
I mean, it's just basically like, do you have a bucket list of things you want to do before you're 30? Maybe start checking some of those off your list.
Yeah, do one of those for your birthday.
I mean,
oh man,
like Sarah can do a keg stand or something. Oh,
I know, I failed that last year, but I'll be at 29 at the end of this year, so I'm right there with you.
You still got what, another less than 2 years in your 20s? Enjoy.
Woo! Although, yeah, buddy.
Honestly, though, it's not. You don't really change so much, but I feel like there's a sense of pressure that's off you.
Really?
Like, that's what...
Turning 30?
Like, yeah, my best friend and I, her and I are 2 weeks apart, literally, in age. And she's like, I don't feel like I have to compete with 21-year-olds anymore. Like, when she likes going to clubs every now and then. But even then, she's like, I did that in college. And it's fun every now and then, but I kind of want to do more stuff, more low-key, because she has a very stressful job. And when she gets home, she's like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to...
Yeah.
I want to relax. And she's going to be a mom soon, too, so it's that's also changing life a lot.
She's not going to be going to the clubs much at all anymore.
Well, she's already planning stuff to do, so don't get...
That's good. Well, it's weird, because on Monday, it was a holiday party for my other job, and it was in Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. It started at 9 o'clock p.m.
What?
Wild. This is the restaurant industry, so
yes,
all makes sense. But we went to a bar before, and it was like right next door to where the party was at, and the deal of the day, Monday night, was anything with Bombay Sapphire in it was 99 cents.
What?
What the hell? So the people I was with, I was like, and I'm such a cheap ass. So I was like, Sarah, it's a Monday. No, you have to be up tomorrow. Don't. But I'm like, but my other side of me wants to get 20 gin and tonics or whatever because they're only 99 cents. And
do you even like gin?
It's okay. I would never like go for it.
It's 99 cents, Vicky.
I will like it. It's 99. I will drink anything at 99 cents.
Oh my god!
And I looked at someone I was with, and I was like, "What is this? What happens on Monday? Like, I know this is the Hill, but still, like Monday night." And I'm just looking around, and I'm like, "Is there a college near here?" And he's like, "Yeah, Seattle U's like right." And I was like, "Oh my, okay, so that's why this is a thing, and that's why." And I felt old. I was like, y'all are turning up. And I'm like, I have an excuse kind of because I have work in the morning. But let's get real. Y'all probably have class at like 8 in the morning. But you guys are still here doing this dollar gin thing. I really felt like out of place, which is weird for me. But maybe because, I mean, it was a Monday, too. So I was like, this is what happens when I'm sleeping? It just blew my mind.
Let's say we were on vacation that week that you had the party, 99 cent gin night on a Monday, you didn't work Tuesday.
Oh, I would have been pretending like I'm 21 and pretending I go to Seattle U and make up all the story and would have got lit.
All right.
For sure.
What's your major?
Kinesiology.
Oh, that's not a bad one.
Because it sounds smart, doesn't it? Yeah, and I actually kind of know what that means.
And I know what that means, too.
I know. I think I have like a few friends that were or are still majoring. I don't know. I think they're still in school because you have to go to school for a million years to do that. So that's why I picked that one. And hopefully nobody else would be majoring in that, too. So then they wouldn't ask questions or my classes.
It's like, so how do you like this teacher?
Oh,
yeah.
I love her. Oh, I think she's a bitch. Oh, I mean, yeah, she's a bitch. Uh-huh. Yeah, I hate her. Oh, yeah. But it was weird because I was like, I felt old, but then I also felt like, damn, this is crazy. Like, so then I was like, but I'm okay with it. Like, I'm okay with it. But then I'm also like, no, if I had the day off, I would be competing with these mofos and be like, see what happens when you almost hit 30. I'm going to be dying tomorrow, but I'll drink you under the table.
Oh, God. Like, that is seriously like an understatement when people say when you turn 30, your hangovers get worse.
I am not looking forward to that.
I don't remember the last time I had a hangover because I've never drank that much.
What?
In a while.
Really?
Oh, not counting. Oh, I lied. I remember when my last hangover was. It was when we went to Portland. And that was in the summer.
If you didn't hear that story.
Oh, I got too drunk.
Apparently, Vicky puked everywhere and had to go lay down in the party bus. I wasn't there.
I didn't puke everywhere. I put it specifically in the toilet and in the garbage can.
We still call that puking everywhere.
Yeah, I'm like, but then when people say puking everywhere, it sounds like I sprayed it on every surface.
No, I just think it was like you were in this bathroom, and then you were in this bathroom, and then maybe in that bathroom, you know, see, like puke, yeah. But okay, I can see the difference.
Puke in multiple places as opposed to puking on everything.
Yes, she didn't puke on any person or any chairs or couches.
Nope, just the garbage can and multiple toilets. Yeah.
See, the garbage can, though, you could still be like, she kind of puked everywhere.
Yeah, well, there's no garbage can on the party, or no bathroom on the party bus, so.
Oh.
That's why.
That's a problem.
That's why I was, I had the garbage can.
Yeah.
And I puked in the basket, and I, like, wrapped it up.
And then the hangover was real?
Actually, I had my hangover at night. While we were still out.
Dude, that's like, the worst, though.
Yeah, and the driver's like, I can drive you home. I'm like, no, I want to stay a little longer. I want to, like...
I had that before to where, like, you start too early and then you get too faded and then the hangover starts to hit you when you're still out and with people. And to me, I start getting this headache.
Same.
And I'm like, oh, no. And it's, like, too late to try to, like, drink enough water to postpone it or something. You're just like, I'm screwed. It's over.
Yep. And that's kind of me. So in the morning, I wasn't feeling great, but it wasn't as bad.
Good.
And I think it's because I had my hangover at night. Everyone else was just dying.
Yeah.
So
it was weird because, I mean, I've always been very hit or miss with hangovers for sure. But my 28th birthday, so back in December, I always get wild and I woke up feeling amazing.
Hmm.
So
that's weird.
It's always weird. And I can never figure it out because of what I drink or what I eat before or whatever. Like, I don't know, because I mixed all the things and I kind of barely ate before. So
you did everything wrong and you were still fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes my body's hella cool. And then other times it's like, you want two glasses of wine, you're going to feel like crap tomorrow. And I'm like,
oh,
really?
That happens to me too, especially the sugary wine.
It's the most random crap ever, I swear.
And I think that's all part of getting older.
Well, your body's just confused and it's like, I like you today. I don't like you today.
It's like, no, let's give you these. Like, what are some of the things that you are excited about getting older? And what are some of the things that you're totally freaked out about?
Oh, what am I? Okay, well, I'm freaked out about the whole being 30 thing. I felt it this year for some reason. I don't know why, but I really didn't want to turn 30 this year. I don't know what it was. I don't know if my boyfriend was turning 30. I don't know. Even he was kind of like, I don't really want to turn. I think it's just like one of those ages that has like a bad rap. I don't know why. I don't know. 30, you're supposed to have your life together. 30, you're supposed to, you're not nearly as hot as a 20-whatever-year-old for some reason. I don't know why. 30, it just goes, you're supposed to be already, like, married and, like, have a house. And 30, there's so many things. And so once you're at 30, you think, ugh.
It's funny because it used to be even, like, I want to say 20 years ago, like, maybe 40 years ago, that was the expectation for somebody who was 21.
Oh, that's weird.
Or even older. It's like at 21, you need to have all these things. Or even back in the 50s, if we go even further back, like at 18, you have your house, you have your job. The economy is so messed up that people our age can't do that. We can't get our lives together. And if you get it together by 30, it's a miracle.
Well, I feel like nowadays we don't see 21-year-olds at all having their crap together.
No, they're
like,
still babies.
You're still babies. But I feel like now still there is such especially for females, there is such a big thing about 30. It's mm-hmm. still a very like, you should have this, you should be this successful, you should have mm-hmm. this, you should be married. There still is that. But I think maybe mm-hmm. hopefully in 10, 20, whatever years, it won't be that for 30.
I think it'll eventually move in by like 40. It's like, and hopefully the economy changes to make life a little easier so we can accomplish these things that we want to accomplish. But I feel like one of the things I've noticed as I've gotten older is that like all the things that we're worried about, like my butt's going to get saggy and my boobs are looking weird and honestly,
all the wrinkles and stuff.
Like wrinkles and, you know, I got some cellulite or I'm jiggling or whatever. Guys don't really care. Like, honestly, like
some don't care.
Like most guys I've encountered as I've got like from like maybe my late 20s to like now, they really don't give a crap. Like there are guys I have hooked up with. I'm like, I am not like model pretty guys.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've seen the girls they've hooked up with before because I've hooked up with some of my friends. And I'm like, really? You're into this?
Well, I mean, they have different types.
I mean,
for sure.
Different types. But like it's one of those. It's not like, oh, you know, I'm going to disqualify you because, you know, Your hips are too big or you got a gut.
Well, I think all guys are different. And I honestly think some guys, a one night stand is a one night stand with whoever.
I'm not referring to one night stands. I mean, like hookup buddies for a while.
Like dating wise?
No, like actually just banging.
But
one of them wasn't my friend. And like I was super blown away that like because he had never shown any interest in me physically or any of that. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, no, like I think you're attractive. I'm like, really?
Well, I mean, I think it's different with guys because I hear a lot of guys talk to my guy friends and they are really picky. And, you know, honestly, they would want to go for the younger. And I get it. The younger are typically hotter. They are. They're hotter. They look younger, obviously, because they are. They're tighter. They're whatever.
What stage in their lives are these guys in? Because even if they're 30, are they still doing the school thing? Are they still trying to start their career? Like, at what stage in life are these guys? Are they well established?
They're like 30s with a fine job.
Like an okay job?
Yeah.
Like, they haven't really hit that stride yet with their jobs. They're still like,
I don't think they're really necessarily ready to settle down.
Yeah. So that's why I feel like even though they're in their 30s, like early 30s or even late 20s, I feel like they're still at a younger mindset, very much like you, because mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to hit 30 and you're still going to be Sarah.
Woo! Yo, I'm going to hit 70 and still be Sarah.
But I think like,
I hope
like you're
I'm great.
You're at the point in your life. Cause I know there's a while where you didn't want to date, but now you've been in a serious relationship for a long time. And so it's not that you are going to change who you are, but there are things that I think are going to be a little bit more important or done a little bit more so than other things. Like, I think you're going to spend more quality time with George, or you're going to be, you know, once you have kids, that's going to take up more time. So I'm not saying that you'll never do these things, but your priorities are different because of what's happened.
Yeah. Well, and I will say, I mean, I guess when a guy finds someone he obviously really likes and wants to date,
mm-hmm.
he's going to hopefully love them and be with them no matter what right. they look like, no matter what stage they are. But I know that my boyfriend is fine, and I have seen some mofos that he has dated and they are gorgeous, and I know like I'm cute too or whatever, and like he's with me because he finds me attractive, but I also realize we're 2 years apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not that much younger than him, and I know we're gonna age together, and I know if we have kids I'm gonna get pregnant and I'm whatever. And that's why for me I always try to keep myself in check and be like, hey, he loves you for you, but like still you got to work on yourself and your body because I still want him to be interested in me. Even though I know him at 30, 35, I bet you anything he could get early 20-year-olds. He probably mm-hmm. just can't because, I mean, guys can't, especially if my boyfriend's successful. Younger bitches love money.
And he's good looking.
Yeah, and he's good looking. And I just, and guys, they age better than us, and it sucks. They barely age, and we're like grandma status at 40. No, we're not. But you know what I mean? So I have to remind myself that, too. Like, yo, like just because I have them in mm-hmm. lockdown or we get married or pregnant, I still have to work on myself.
Right. And I mean, that is an important thing in your life as well, though, because you go crazy if you're not active.
Well, yeah, let's get real. I wish I was born with a beautiful body already, because I mean, doubt I would work out as much as I do if I was.
I mean, who?
Like, I am very, what's the word? Not stereotype. Very, what's the word where it's just looks?
Superficial.
Superficial at some point, you know? Like,
yeah.
If I was born with beautiful big boobs, a beautiful round ass, tall, in shape legs, flat tummy, really nice toned arms. I would not work out as much as I do. Hell no. I'd rather sleep.
Right.
Or eat pizza.
Exactly. Like, I think that's everyone says women, diamonds are a girl's best friend, or that's all they want. I'm like, no, we want to be able to eat whatever the hell we want and not gain weight.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you. Preach. That should be the song. Be a long title, but.
Right.
It's true.
But that is an important part in your life. And I've had boyfriends where I gained a couple pounds. Like, I think at the time I gained like 5 pounds, 10 pounds, and I'm short. So when I gain weight, I can lose 5 pounds and you'll notice something different about me.
And do you notice it the same when you gain it?
Yes.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Because it piles on. If you're really tall, you're not going to notice 5 pounds on a person that's 6'5". But I would gain some weight and it would immediately bother him that it was that little. And I'm thinking,
what? He would notice too?
Yeah. And so he was thing.
He observed. He was very observant.
Yeah. About stupid crap like that. Not very much about my emotions. Anywho, that's a different story.
And that's why he's the ex.
Yes. But the idea is, like, I know I'm going to get older. So the partner that I want, I want to have babies one day. So I'm going to get bigger.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not like, who knows? Maybe my stomach will never be flat because I'm going to have that loose skin. And maybe I won't have the money to fix the loose skin or rather invest that on something else.
Or maybe you'd be fine with the loose skin.
Right. Like, there's a lot of gorgeous people that have these quote unquote flaws. Like, I've seen some really skinny girls with cellulite. And do they still get lots of sex and a lot of attention? Yes.
Mucho sex.
I watch a lot of porn. I've seen this. And honestly, it is what it is. And so I've been with guys that are like, yeah, you've gained weight, you've lost weight. And it's like, and I still find you attractive in either way. And that's what I want.
And you don't want someone nitpicking and like.
No. And like, granted, if I gained 100 pounds in a year, that is not healthy. And I think that is an important thing. Like, you need to take care of yourself for you, or take care of yourself for your partner, and they will take care of themselves for you.
Okay. So if you gained 100 pounds or your partner gained 100 pounds, would you care? Not because just of the health reasons,
okay,
but because you probably wouldn't be physically attracted to them anymore.
I do like a little bit of a dad bod.
100 pounds, Vicky. We're talking that's a whole other human.
I'm talking like, okay, well, if he was 100 pounds
my
to start
boyfriend
with.
Is a chubby man. Sorry, yeah. J-Rubs, I love you, but you are not back in your 21-year-old model days. You got a tummy.
I'm gonna be full on for reals. And I notice this when I have gained more weight or when my friends have gained weight.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to sound awful.
Ooh, what?
But people, when you do gain weight and you're unhealthy, you smell awful. Like, it's something, I think, in the sweat, mm-hmm, in the pheromones and stuff. And it's just, it's not a good smell. And I can tell. And like, I have a really sensitive nose to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I can, like, when I smell someone, so I could definitely smell like, okay, this isn't.
Well, and you probably sweat more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I sweat a lot. And when I sweat a lot.
Do you stink, though, when you sweat?
I know what smell you're talking about.
Yeah.
No. But I that's why I wear deodorant all the time. That's why.
But some of the sweat you can't. Like, you got arm sweat, leg sweat, back sweat.
Yes, there is that odor that I know what you're talking about.
Right. So that's why that's part of it, too.
But is that really the reason? What if they just gained 100 more pounds and they smelled fine?
And they smelled fine?
Mm-hmm.
I think it also depends on how they carry it. Like, I know there's so many factors into this because, like, I have gained a lot of weight for someone my height since high school. 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Or plus 10 years.
Because you owed. Just kidding.
I'm owed. But I'm totally lost my train of thought.
How you carry it?
Oh, I feel like I carry it fairly decently. I don't have it all in just one spot.
But you didn't. You didn't gain 100 pounds since
No, but I've seen people that only carry, like, if is he all gut? That's a little. Like, I'm not going to really dig if it's just all belly and you're kind of a little even on everything else.
Yeah,
like if it's fairly well proportionate, I think.
You may or may not stay.
Yeah, I'm not
depending.
It's not like if he's my boyfriend or husband.
Both. Okay, boyfriend first.
Boyfriend? I feel like I try, hey, let's do something together. Let's try to get this down. And if they really don't want to, if it's affecting their life, then it's like, I can't be with somebody that doesn't want to take care of themselves, you know, like,
yeah, healthy wise. And
like, because what if you die on me in like 10 years?
Okay, husband wise
is kind of the same thing. It's like, hey, we need to get this in check, especially
okay,
if
so
we
it
have
would
kids.
Be the same thing.
I think it would be the same thing, but I would be more inclined to leave the boyfriend quicker. Like, I'd have, I think, a little less patience.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
Then a husband, I'm like, well, you know, I signed for you, so.
So let's do this. Let's figure this out. Or divorces take a long time and are expensive.
Right. So it's like, let's hit the gym together. Let's do something, because I had an ex-boyfriend and he would get mad because his mom never did anything to work out. His parents were in their 70s, like 10 years ago. So they're probably in their 80s now.
Ooh, are they dead?
I don't know. I haven't kept contact.
Oh.
But. They're older, and his mom was heavier, and he's like, she doesn't do anything. My dad goes swimming and still tries to keep, you know, fit. But God forbid my mom gets a stroke or something, and then we have to take care of her because she didn't take care of herself.
Oh, yeah.
And so he said something, I'm like, I thought it was kind of harsh, but I understood. He was like, I'm going to be so mad if, because she didn't take care of herself, after all the stuff we tried to do to help her, we have to take care of everything for her.
Yeah.
And we're stuck like that for the rest of her life.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I can understand being bitter, and it sucks. It sounds awful, but...
No, I mean, it's like, Mom, your parents decided to have kids in their life, and now, you know, like, you're just not going to take care of your body and just have it crap out on you? That's not fair. I mean, that's why I get so, like, I'm glad BJ, my dad, he walks and he does his yoga and he tries,
mm-hmm.
and then he tries to eat healthy, and I try my darnest to keep him on track, mm-hmm. because... You know, food is an important part of, you know, high cholesterol, low blood pressure, whatever, right. blah, blah, blah. But, man, sometimes I want to smack him in his face because if there's anything in the kitchen, he's like a child. He will eat it. Yeah, if you have any kind of food at all, he will ask for some.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what it is. Unless it's like raisins or something.
If I really don't want to share, I put extra hot sauce on it.
That's really smart, actually.
Yeah, that's how you do it if you don't want BJ to eat your food. I do want to read a couple of these before we get going because I think they're awesome. It's like random it's tweets about getting old that are deeply unsettling and relatable if you're over 25.
Oh my God, this is us.
You, I'm only 35. I have my whole life ahead of me. Sports broadcaster, here comes the oldest player in the league. He is 32. A miracle.
Dude, actually, that really, really quick. Like, when I looked up Mahomes, the mm-hmm. Chiefs quarterback, I was Googling him the other day, and he's 24.
Oh, God.
And that makes me like, because I find a lot of these players hot. Mm-hmm. And like, some of them are like 24, 22, just freshly 20. And I'm like, I would still tap, don't get me wrong, but oh, that's so weird.
You know which one blew my mind? I'm older than Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
She's like a year younger than I am.
Yep. I mean, like, I'm older than, like, we're older than Justin Bieber and stuff.
Well, like, Justin Bieber, like, I feel like I remember seeing him look like a kid. So, like, when I was an adult. So that was a little less weird. But, like, Margot Robbie seems like she's got her stuff together and she's very elegant. And I'm not, even though she seems sassy and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way. You're so much more mature than me.
You're so successful. Yeah.
This one's funny. Me at 10 years old. Why do adults like HGTV? Me 10 years later. Tile floors with those cabinets. Oh, you're killing me, Deborah.
Yeah.
I was obsessed for a while.
That's like you all the time, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have a... cable anymore, so I haven't watched it. Oh. I'd watch it with my parents or at my parents' house. Let's see. This guy says, I keep my portfolio diversified, by which I mean I expired Bed Bath & Beyond coupons. So instead of a fancy portfolio, he's got a bunch of expired coupons.
They're all expired. They send you them all the time, and they're right. So huge.
But you can still use them if they're expired.
Really? That's they don't give you crap?
I think I heard that, so don't quote me. You've got to double check that.
But try it.
Kid falls out of the tree. I'm fine. Adult sleeps on neck a little strangely. I have to turn my whole body to look at you for the next week. Oh my God, yes. With my arms, I sometimes sleep with like my arm twisted behind. I don't even know. And I wake up and everything hurts.
And can you imagine that it's just going to get worse?
Yeah.
That's what I think is so trippy is like mm-hmm. we're babies, then we.
But like nothing really
old,
hurt.
And then we get hell old. Ugh. Like we literally start like shrinking and like. Like, what's the word? Dissolving.
Deteriorating.
Yeah, deteriorating. What is that? That's so weird.
You know you're getting old when going to the beach doesn't necessarily mean swimming in it.
Okay, who the hell swims in the beach, though?
I do like swimming in the beach, but I don't do it often. Like, even though I'll go, I'm like, I'm going to pass.
Yeah, the waves look a little too big today.
One way to find out if you're old is to fall down in front of a group of people. If they laugh, you're young. If they panic, you're old. Brilliant.
That is, I feel like everyone would laugh at us. I feel like we
people
get,
have laughed
we have
at
a
me.
a lot more years of us people laughing at, hopefully.
Yeah, like me when I slipped down the stairs last year in the snow.
That was hella funny. Check out the Instagram if you didn't see that video. Oh, it's on our Instagram somewhere. It's hilarious.
My daughter just asked me why we say hang up the phone, and now I feel 90.
Instead of what?
No, where is that term? What does that mean, that term hang up? What are we hanging up?
Oh.
Because the old phones, you would hang them up back on their little receiver.
And now you don't.
No. Same with roll your windows down. I was like, what do you mean roll?
Yeah, why would you roll them?
Because we used to roll them down.
Dude, they make you work for that air. It's like the pound sign.
Yeah.
What is that? No one knows, but everyone knows a hashtag.
Right. I know I'm getting old because I saw a group of hot chicks in bikinis and my first thought was, I hope they're wearing sunblock.
That's funny.
One last one. On aging, 21 years old. Woo! 22. Woo! 23. Woo! 24. Woo! 25. Woo! 26. Wait. 27. Oh, God. 28. Please make it stop.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
I thought I was just really tired, but it's been 5 years, so I guess this is just how I look now.
I feel like that's our lives. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the bags and I try to like poke my eyes underneath. Like, will this wake it up? Like,
nope.
Will this help?
I think it's part of our job too. So
yeah, that's true. I mean, even after naps though, I'm like, what's happening?
But let us know what makes you feel old. Do you think you're kind of like right on track? Like,
if you're not 30 or if you are 30, are you liking it? Are you not? Like, do you think there was like a certain milestone you should have hit by then? Are you like me and don't even feel really your age or like feel adult at all?
Or do you feel like you had a lot of pressure off you once you hit it because it's over with?
Yeah.
We definitely want to hear about all that and how it feels to be old.
Yeah.
We're so old. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.